Morning. In our reading, it was all about love. And today we're remembering people that showed their love for others through service. From being kind of self-centred to other centres, showing their service in the armed forces. The person I'm particularly remembering today is my dad, who served in the RAF for 20 years. He was in Canada, Turkey, Belize, Denmark, Germany, kind of all over the place. And it's only really recently I kind of spoke to him and asked him, where were you? Throughout my childhood, we were kind of moving about. That is the first picture of him. This is 1984 in Belize. At the time, that's Grandad. That's Grandad. I was 6 months old at the time when this photo was taken. And only now, kind of as a mother, do I realise what kind of a pull that must have been for the whole family. My dad, like, leaving the family when I was very young, my mum kind of being left on her own with a six-month-year-old baby, must have been quite a pull for all of them. And so today, for me, also, this is obviously a moment to pause and reflect with people that have served in the armed forces. But I think also for me, remembering the families that serve alongside them. Because with my dad, my mum obviously made sacrifices so that my dad could serve. And we serve kind of all together as a family. Kind of serving, mum obviously we moved house quite a lot. Mum was constantly finding kind of resettling me at school, finding a new job. So it was kind of the whole family were together in this service. Have the next photo, please.
Mommy.
This is a photo in Gütersloh in Germany. This was actually, just before it closed down. And this was everybody all together that was serving on that base. Whether it was in the shop, whether it was like my dad, he was an electrical engineer on the Harriers. My mum at the time was working at SAF Air, kind of the civilian Air Force base. So this is the whole base all together, all serving. So that's quite a nice photo, kind of remembrance of them all together. Could I have the next one, please? And this is in Wittering. This is just before he left, after his 20 years of service in the Air Force. This was just before he left in Wittering, just down the road, with the Harriers. You might be, he's just under the number six, if you can spot that, if you can see that one, that's where he is. For me, kind of as my dad was serving in the RAF, there's kind of snippets that I remember. So it was obviously, we were kind of liberal with dates on birthdays and Christmases because Dad wasn't there. I remember playing in play parks. Obviously I was on military bases. There was armed guards walking through. That's kind of a memory that stays with me. Obviously moving school quite a few times at primary school. And one particular memory for me is when Dad was on a peacekeeping mission in Turkey. We were waiting for him to come back. We were standing on the tarmac in the cold, the dark. We've been waiting for a number of hours. And I was extremely happy to see Dad finally come off this plane. And I just ran through all the barriers and everything. My mum probably got told off as I kind of legged it towards my dad, so happy to see him. I think at that moment, kind of looking back, I feel very lucky that my dad kind of came back from all these tours that he was on. And obviously today, remembering people that didn't come back, throughout, you know, the conflicts that they've served in. So for me, really, it's a chance to pause and reflect and remember the people that have fought, and especially for our freedom. But also, for me personally, it's a reflection of the families that are serving alongside them. You may see I've kind of built a little kind of peace wall behind me. So what I would like If I could, I'm just going to come and pass some of these around. And this is just a moment of reflection. And it's whether you're remembering someone in particular you've got in mind that served, whether you're remembering a particular family, whether you're hoping for peace for a particular conflict, whatever reflection you'd like to make, and then we'll kind of make a little kind of peace wall behind me.
Thank you, Rachel. It's another time to just spend a few minutes just reflecting on what peace might really mean to us. Sometimes peace happens because some people have had to fight for it. And so how do we keep the peace? In one of the Beatitudes, Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God." So we'll just spend a few minutes just reflecting on all that Rachel has said and what we're inspired to write in our little cards. Is there any kind of music?
Thank you very much for all the reflections I've got here. I've just selected a few to read, if that's okay. So the first one is, "I remember my father, who was a prisoner of war for the whole of the Second World War. He will always remember his comrades who didn't make it through. God rest them in peace." Peace of mind brings tolerance, love, understanding, kindness to one another, peace throughout the world. Thinking about families who are grieving today, for those loved ones who didn't come home, and thinking of all those who returned.